Myocarditis and pericarditis observed after vaccination, not after COVID-19 infection, NHS preprint. Myocarditis and pericarditis only occur after vaccination and not after COVID-19 infection, according to a recent preprint led by researchers at Oxford University, which compared health outcomes among COVID-vaccinated and unvaccinated children. Whilst rare, all myocarditis and pericarditis events during the study period occurred in vaccinated individuals, the authors wrote. There were no deaths from myocarditis or pericarditis. The study evaluated over 1 million English children aged 5 to 11 and adolescents aged 12 to 15. Vaccinated minors were compared to an equal number of unvaccinated, and children who took one dose were also compared to those who took two doses. Despite having higher chances of heart inflammation, vaccinated adolescents had significantly lower chances of testing positive for COVID-19 and needing COVID-related hospitalization and critical care compared to their unvaccinated counterparts. Vaccinated children, however, were not substantially different from unvaccinated children in terms of COVID-19 infection and hospitalization. Click here to watch the full documentary The Unseen Crisis, Vaccine Stories You Were Never Told. Additionally, COVID-19-related hospitalization and critical care attendance were rare in both adolescents and children, and there were no COVID-19-related deaths, the authors observed. 18 cases. The study analyzed data from the National Health Service England's Open Safely TPP database, which covers 40% of English primary care practices. Vaccinated adolescents and children were matched to unvaccinated cohorts and followed for 20 weeks to compare positive COVID-19 tests, hospitalizations, COVID-19 critical care, adverse events, and non-COVID hospitalizations. England's data showed that myocarditis and pericarditis were only documented in the vaccinated. These results contradict data from other studies that showed a higher incidence of myocarditis after COVID-19 infection. Adolescents had a higher incidence of post-vaccine myocarditis and pericarditis than children. There were 15 cases of pericarditis and 3 cases of myocarditis among more than 839,000 vaccinated children and adolescents. All of the myocarditis and 12 pericarditis cases appeared in the adolescent cohort. Except for 3 pericarditis cases, all other cases occurred after the first vaccine dose. More than half of the adolescents with pericarditis and myocarditis were hospitalized or went to the emergency room. It is unknown how many adolescents needed critical care, though the maximum length of stay for myocarditis treatment was 1 day. Cardiologist Dr. Peter McCullough, who was not involved in the study, told the Epoch Times that the study is one of many demonstrating that COVID-19 vaccination is not medically necessary for children, given the less than 1% rate of infection, and that excessive testing for COVID-19 is a waste of resources. The fact that COVID-19 vaccination can lead to side effects like myocarditis and pericarditis means it can potentially result in fatal cardiac arrest in a fraction of victims, which cannot be predicted ahead of time, Dr. McCullough added. COVID-19 hospitalization. The authors also compared myocarditis and COVID-19 hospitalization risks in the vaccinated. While rare, children and adolescents were more likely to be hospitalized with COVID-19 than develop myocarditis or pericarditis, regardless of vaccine status. Of the adolescents who took one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, 33 were hospitalized from COVID-19, while 3 developed myocarditis. In the unvaccinated group, 57 were hospitalized. The authors concluded that adolescents may have more to benefit from COVID-19 vaccines than children because compared to adolescents, children had a greater risk of myocarditis post-vaccination and a lower risk reduction of hospitalization due to COVID-19 infection. Children are different. Vaccination appears to significantly reduce the risks of having severe COVID-19 outcomes for adolescents, but not for children. Of the over 552,000 unvaccinated children or adolescents, only 3 cases of COVID-19 required critical care. All 3 cases occurred among unvaccinated adolescents. Furthermore, there was no significant difference in COVID-19 infection severity between vaccinated and unvaccinated children. Since the appearance of COVID-19, researchers have been mystified by how young children have a survival advantage compared to adults. Infectious diseases often kill the very young and the very old. However, research has shown that COVID-19 usually spares infants. Some researchers have reasoned that children are better protected because, compared to adults, they have a faster responding innate immune system, often referred to as the first line of defense. This enables them to mount a robust defense against COVID-19 infections more quickly.